感谢主，我们感谢你，我们可以到这里敬拜你，学习你的话语。
Father, I pray that we would all meet you here today.
求你让我们都遇见你。
Give us ears to listen, eyes to see the things that you would show us as we study your word.
打开我们的耳朵，打开我们的眼睛，让我们看到你的话语中的真理。
I pray that you might speak through me, your servant.
求你通过 Pastor Dave 讲话。
And Lord, show us yourself today.
主啊，求你显现。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
耶稣基督的名求， Amen.
Lieutenant Hiro Onoda was a Japanese soldier in World War II.
二战里面有一个日本的军官。
It's quick. He served in the Philippines with the Japanese army.
他在菲律宾那个地方为日本打仗。
And in 1945, World War II was coming to a close.
1945年，二战快要结束了。
The Americans had been defeating the Japanese army all the way across the Pacific.
美军在太平洋完胜日军。
They had retaken most of the Philippine islands.
而且把大部分的菲律宾的岛屿都已经夺下。
And it was just a matter of time before America had defeated the Japanese.
很快，日军就要签署投降协议了。
But Hiro, like many Japanese soldiers, refused to surrender.
但是这个日本军官他不愿意投降。
For to a Japanese soldier, the idea of surrender was the most horrible thing in life.
因为对一个日本军人来说，投降是不可思议的。
There was great pride and great honor at stake.
因为对他们来讲，他们有骄傲，有荣耀。
And so many soldiers, even when faced with impossible situations, would choose to fight to the death or to take their own life rather than surrender.
所以这些日军，他们宁可自己死掉，也不愿意投降。
This Lieutenant Hiro had a different solution, however.
可是这个军官，他自己有一个办法。
When the Americans invaded, he fled to the mountains.
当美军打上来的时候，他就跑到山里去了。
And he continued to carry on a guerrilla warfare against the Americans.
他自己开展了一个游击战争，以对抗美军。
Even after the atom bombs had been dropped and Japan had formally surrendered and ended the war.
虽然在原子弹投到日本本土以后，日本马上就投降了。
Lieutenant Hiro would not give up.
这个日军军官还是不放弃。
He continued to fight for many months.
他还是继续作战了好几个月。
His friends and other soldiers came to him and said, "There's no point anymore. The war is over."
他的朋友和其他的士兵都去找他说，不要打了，战争已经结束了。
But he refused to surrender.
但是他还是不愿意投降。
He fought for several months.
他又打了几个月。
And he fought for several years.
又打了几年。
As a matter of fact, he stayed for 29 years in the hills of the Philippines fighting against the American army.
所以他一共在菲律宾的山地，作为一个游击战争打了29年。
Family members and friends sent him messages. They showed him the surrender document.
他的家人朋友都去找他，把投降的这个文件给他看。
But he would not believe them. He continued to fight on and refused to surrender for 29 years.
但是他就是不相信，负隅顽抗了29年。
In 1974, his former commanding officer finally went into the hills and found him and commanded him to surrender.
在1974年，他的长官只能到那个深山老林里找到他，命令他来投降，他才放下武器。
At which point he did surrender and lived another many years, just dying 3 years ago.
他投降以后又活了好多年，三年前刚刚去世。
Can you imagine someone who refuses to surrender so defiantly that he fights on for 29 years after the war is over.
你们可以想象吗？一个人在战争结束以后，还自己一个人打了一场29年的战争。
I want to share with you this afternoon that surrender is a huge part of our lives as Christians as well.
所以今天我要跟大家分享的就是，投降是我们作为基督徒生活中很重要的一个东西。
When we come together and we worship God, as we worship, the idea of surrender is central to that idea.
我们来到这里敬拜神，其实就是要降服于神。
As we follow Jesus, God calls us repeatedly to the concept of surrender.
我们跟随主耶稣以后，神一刻不停地告诉我们，我们需要降服。
And so I suggest to you today that we worship God, and as we worship Him, we are surrendering to Him.
就像今天，当我们敬拜他的时候，我们就是向他投降。
How is our worship actually surrendering to God?
那么我们的敬拜是怎样降服于神呢？
We just read from the book of Isaiah about the prophet Isaiah.
我们刚刚读到以赛亚书里面关于以赛亚先知的事情。
I don't know if we can put that back on the screen, or if you can turn there in your Bible, but let's look at Isaiah 6.
我们看以赛亚书六章。
Perfect, thank you. Isaiah was a prophet, and he receives this vision from God.
以赛亚是一个先知，他从神那里面领受到一个异象。
In the vision, he sees the Lord himself seated on high on a throne.
他看到神坐在他的宝座上。
And a number of things happen in this vision that caused him to ultimately surrender and submit his life to God.
他在异象里面看见了很多不一样的事情，所以他最后终于愿意降服在神的面前。
First, he recognizes God's authority, His power, and His majesty.
首先，他看到了神的权柄和荣耀。
Where is God? He's on the throne of heaven, and He is high and lifted up.
神当时坐在哪里呢？他坐在天上的宝座上，是高高在上的。
He sees God arrayed as a king, and the train of his robe is so massive it fills the entire temple around him.
他看到神穿着王者的衣服，他的衣服非常的大，遮盖了整个的圣殿。
Above him are these seraphim, angelic beings with many wings.
他旁边环绕着天使，就是撒拉佛，有长翅膀的。
Perhaps you've pictured angels like our popular culture likes to portray angels.
也许你们一想到天使，就想到我们通常电视里面看到的那种。
Looking like very gentle human beings or even cute little babies.
都是长得很好看的，像人一样，甚至像可爱的小婴儿一样。
These are scary looking angels.
但是这些撒拉佛长得是比较可怕的，比较吓人的。
But the angels' purpose, not only are they messengers from God, but they are there to worship God and to point people to God, to exalt Him.
这些天使的目的不仅仅是为神传达信息，他们也是一刻不停地敬拜赞美神。
They're shouting out, "Holy, holy, holy! All the earth is filled with God's glory."
他们彼此呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。”
Then, in response to this whole revealing God in all of His majesty and all of His holiness, watch what Isaiah does.
那么，在神这种荣光充满的这种情况下面，以赛亚做了什么呢？
You see, once he compares himself, once he sees God, he looks back at himself and he realizes how unholy he is, how sinful, and how much he needs God.
他看到神，又看看自己，意识到自己是多么的不圣洁，多么的有罪，他多么需要神。
He says, "Woe to me! I am ruined."
所以他说祸在我灭亡了。
He says, I'm a man of unclean lips.
因为我是嘴唇不洁的人。
I live among a people of unclean lips.
又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
He recognized that with his very mouth, the mouth that God gave him, the words he spoke, he was not honoring God, he was being hurtful to other people with his words.
他意识到神造了他，给了他嘴唇和话语，但是他却用他的话语来伤害别人。
How easy it is to use our words in a hurtful way rather than a way that builds people up or leads them to God.
我们很容易就用话语来伤害，而不是去建造。
And so he recognized his need and his utter fallenness.In the face of God.
他在神面前意识到自己有这个需要，他意识到自己是一无是处的。
This is what in Christianity we would call a confession. He is shouting out, "I have sinned against you, God, and I need your help, your salvation."
在我们的信仰里面，我们管这个过程叫做认罪悔改，知道自己需要神的拯救。
And then one of these scary angelic beings comes to him and takes.A live coal in his hand and touches it to his lips.
这个令人生畏的一个天使就飞到他面前，手里拿着红炭放在他的嘴上。
And that representing that God has taken his guilt away and his sin has been paid for.
代表着神已经把他的罪免除了，已经为他的罪付上了代价。
This is a beautiful picture right here, even in the Old Testament, of what Jesus would do for us on the cross.
甚至在旧约里面，这也是一幅美好的画面，向我们展示了主耶稣基督将要为我们做的事情。
This is God communicating to man, I love you, you have fallen short of my standards, you've disobeyed me, but I'm going to provide a way, just as we sang about, for you to be forgiven.
这就是神对人表示，虽然你们非常的不洁，非常不好，但我还是爱你们，我为你们有救赎的方式。
And then God asks him, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And Isaiah responds, "Here am I, send me."
神又说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？以赛亚就说，我在这里，请差遣我。
Isaiah has surrendered his will and his time and his life to God.
这里面以赛亚他就降服在神的面前，交出了他的旨意、他的时间、他的生命。
One of the amazing things to me about surrender is that as you look back throughout the history of mankind and of warfare between people,There are two universal symbols of surrender that all cultures and languages recognize.
我们回顾古今中外，不论你在什么样的文化环境里面，当你说到投降的时候，都有一个手势可以代表。
The first one of those symbols is a symbol with the hands.
第一个姿态就是一个手势。
What's the symbol for surrender with your hands that people use? Let's all do this together. Everybody put your hands up in the air.
怎么样用手表示你的降服呢?
Hold them up there for a minute.
你把手举在头上。
Everybody, come on, all of you, hands up in the air.
每个人都把手举在头上，投降。
Now you need to take a picture of this because this shows that FCCCC is actually a charismatic church.
我们这时候如果拍一张照片，人家可能以为我们南康州华人教会是个灵恩派的教会。
It's amazing, no matter what era of history or what language is spoken, hands up means I surrender, I lay my weapons down.
不论你在什么朝代、什么国家，只要把手举在头上，就意味着我投降了，我把武器放下。
Another interesting posture of surrender and worship comes from this Greek word called proskuneo, which literally is a word for worship in the New Testament. It means to bow down to.
另外一个关于投降的姿势，就是希腊语有一个词，这个词的意思就是，你俯伏在地。
When subjects would come into the presence of a king or a ruler, they would often acknowledge him and honor him or her by bowing down on their knees and sometimes flat on their faces, lying prostrate on the ground before them.
当臣民遇到他们的王的时候，他们一般就要跪在地上，甚至两个手都要趴在地上来表示尊重。
And when someone would surrender to another army or to an authority, there was a risk involved.
当一个人决定向另一个军队或者一个主权投降的时候，他有一个风险。
If some soldiers at war surrender to the enemy, if a person who is wanted by the police comes in and surrenders to the police,They are trusting in the mercy of those people who they surrendered to treat them well.
当一个士兵向敌人投降的时候，当一个罪犯向警察交枪投降的时候，他们同时也要相信他们是把自己交托，相信对方对他们是有，会施恩，会来，会有仁慈。
With people, that has not always turned out well. Sometimes people have abused those prisoners who have surrendered to them.
但是对于人来讲，人不是经常都有这种仁慈的，所以也有虐待战俘的事情出现。
But here's the great thing about God, the God of amazing grace we sang about. You can always trust His mercy.
但是我们的神就像我们刚才唱的奇异恩典，你可以永远相信他的恩慈。
Jesus himself describes and models this concept of surrender.
主耶稣基督他自己就向我们描述过像这种投降的意义。
In the Gospel of Luke chapter 9 verse 23, he gives usA glimpse of this concept of surrender.
路加福音九章二十三节，主耶稣给我们描述了一下这种降服的画面。
Luke 9:23-25, Jesus says, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me."For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and yet forfeits himself?
路加福音九章二十三到二十五节，耶稣又对众人说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己的生命，的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必救了生命。人若赚得全世界却丧了自己，赔上自己有什么益处呢？
A big part of surrender, a big part of following Jesus is the concept of denying yourself.
当我们向主耶稣降服的时候，我们就要学会我们舍己，就是否定自己。
In Christianity is more than a beliefsystem, isn't it? It's a relationship with Jesus. So we are following a person. We're not just following a set of ideas.
当我们信主的时候，我们的信仰不仅仅是相信一套理论，我们的信仰是建立一种关系。当我们跟随主耶稣的时候，我们就要照着他说的去做。
And Jesus is the ultimate picture of surrender and self-denial.
主耶稣他本人就是舍己的一个完美的一个代表。
Over 47 different times in the Gospels, Jesus said, "I am here not to do my will, but to carry out the orders of my heavenly Father."
在新约圣经中有47次，耶稣提到，我在这儿不是让我的旨意成就，而是让神的旨意成就。
And then he ultimately surrendered his life on the cross to pay for our sins.
他最终在十字架上向神交上自己的生命，为我们赎罪。
This is a completely different message than what our culture today is preaching to us.
主耶稣给我们传达的信息和我们当今社会向你们传达的信息是截然不同的。
The world around us is not telling us to deny ourselves.
你们身边的世界不会让你去舍己，否定自己。
The world around us is telling us to please yourself.
我们身边的世界告诉我们，我们要让自己开心。
That life truly revolves around you.
世界都是围着你转的。
That you are the center of the universe.
你就是宇宙的中心。
And you deserve everything.
你配得一切的东西。
And so, as some of you listen to this, you might say, well, why would I want to deny myself then?
所以当你听了这一套说法的时候，你就会想，为什么我想要否定自己呢？
And I would suggest to you that the path to health and the path to freedom lie in self-denial, not in self-pleasing.
但是我要告诉大家，通往健康的途径，通往自由的途径，往往是让你否定自己，而不是去取悦自己。
Maybe some of you today have some little babies in your house.
也许你们家里面有小婴儿、小孩子。
You know what two of the first words that come out of babies' mouths are?
你知道小孩一生下来就会说什么？
I remember my own two girls. They said these words quite often.
我记得我两个小孩子就是这样的。
No.
他们经常说不。
And mine.
还有我的。
And if you wonder whether mankind is all born with a sin nature, just look at a little baby and listen to what they say.
你们要是想要体会一下人生来而有的罪性，你们就观察一下小孩，听他们讲话就可以了。
We have a nature that desires to please ourselves, but God created us for something much better.
我们的天性让我们都是为自己而活的，但是神造我们有更高的目的。
And Jesus said the real way to find your life, to take hold of that life you seek, is in the process of denying yourself and surrendering.
主耶稣就教导我们，要是真的要活出我们的生命，就要舍己，否认自己。
So what does that actually involve to surrender to God?
那么我们向神降服，还要包括哪些事情呢？
I want to look at another person in the Bible who is a beautiful picture of surrender.
我们再看看圣经中另一处经节。
You know her probably better than Isaiah. Her name is Mary, and her story is found in Luke chapter 1.
你们可能更熟悉这个人，比以赛亚更熟悉。她的名字叫玛利亚。
Mary is a young girl who, like many young girls, has dreamed of the day that she would fall in love, meet the man of her dreams, get married, and start her own family.
玛利亚像其他的女生一样，都梦想着能够遇到一个梦中的好人，嫁给他。
Mary is well on the way to fulfilling that dream as she's engaged to a young man named Joseph.
玛利亚其实也在实现这个梦想，因为她已经许配给了一个人叫约瑟。
In the midst of Mary's dreams, in the midst of Mary's plans for her own life, God comes crashing in with a whole different plan.
但是当玛利亚她的实现的人生梦想的时候，神突然就介入了，把玛利亚的梦想打碎了。
As we read this short account, put yourself in Mary's sandals. How do you think she felt as she received this news?
当你们读这段经文的时候，设身处地的为玛利亚想一想，想象一下她当时的心情。
Luke 1:26, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her, who was also called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word."
You want me to read this?
Your call. Maybe if everybody understands that, we don't need to read the whole thing again.
大家请打开路加福音一章，自己读一下26-38节。I let them read.
I assume that you said that. Thank you. Mary illustrates this concept of surrender in another beautiful way.
玛利亚用另一种方式诠释了怎么样向神降服。
In the midst of her own plans, in the midst of her own life, God comes in, and at first I think she struggles with this idea of surrendering to God. She's confused, she's frightened.
当玛利亚马上就要实现她的梦想的时候，神突然来到她的面前。玛利亚一开始还是比较惊慌。
But you see these beautiful words that she comes to a point of surrender, saying, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word."
但是她用一种很美丽的方式向神降服。她说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
So I said a few minutes ago, there are two universal symbols of surrender. Hands up and the white flag.
我们刚才讲到，在全世界投降的方式都 大同小异。一个就是举手投降，还有一个就是用白旗表示投降。
I don't know who thought of this.
不知道是谁发明的。
I'm not sure who started it.
也不知道是怎么开始的。
Why did they pick white?
为什么是白色呢?
Why not a blue flag?
为什么不是蓝色的呢?
I like blue, it's a nice color.
我喜欢蓝色,蓝色多好看啊。
Why a flag? Why not a pair of socks?
为什么是旗子?为什么不是一双袜子?
Honestly, I don't know. But when people want to give up and they're in a battle and they realize it's hopeless to continue to fight on, they raise the white flag.
我也不明白,但是打仗的时候当一方想要投降的时候，他们都要把白旗挥出来。
And people of every language and every culture recognize what that means.
世界上的各个语言、各个文化的人都理解它的含义。
So what does it look like for us to surrender to God then that way?
但所以对我们而言，当我们要投降在神的面前的时候，我们要怎么做呢？
I think it involves three different things.
有三件事。
First, we need to stop fighting God, and we need to stop running from God.
第一，我们要停止抵抗神，停止去逃避神。
Maybe God has been trying to get a hold of your life and of your heart.
也许神正在试图引起你的注意，唤醒你的内心。
Maybe you're even sitting here today, and you wouldn't necessarily call yourself a Christian yet.You're close. You're looking at it. You're kind of standing on the edge, looking in.
也许你今天坐在这里，都不愿意承认自己是基督徒，你只是在观望。
And maybe the act of surrender that God is calling you to this afternoon is to take that final step to say, "I believe, God. Here's my life. I want to trust you with it."
也许今天神想让你降服的第一步就是去承认你需要救恩。
Perhaps for many of you here today, there's an area of your life that God has been trying to break into for a long time.
也许在你们的生命中有某一个方面，神一直想要介入。
It might be your thought life. It might be a relationship. It might be your finances.
也许是你跟人相处的关系，也许是你的钱财方面有一些事情。
Maybe like Isaiah, you have a problem with your mouth, with the things you say to people.
也许像以赛亚一样，你说出的话有不讨神喜悦的地方。
And I believe God today is asking you, will you surrender this to me?
我想神今天正在问你，你愿不愿意在这方面向我投降呢？
After we stop fighting and running, the next step of surrender is trusting your life to God's mercy.
我们停止抵抗、逃跑之后，第二步就是把自己的生命交托于神的恩慈。
In military terms, there were two types of surrender.
在军事上有两种投降。
There is conditional surrender and unconditional surrender.Surrender.
一种是有条件投降，一种是无条件投降。
A conditional surrender might be we're having a battle, and I'm doing okay, and you're doing okay, but people are getting hurt. Neither one of us is really dominating the other one.
有条件投降一般来说是双方作战的时候都有损失，都有损伤，所以就不想再继续下去了。
But we're both tired of fighting, and we realize it's futile. And we come together and say, "Let's work something out."
我们都看到打仗是徒劳无益的，就想出一种解决办法。
The other type of surrender, unconditional surrender, is when one side is clearly winning.
无条件投降，通常来讲是一方是绝对的优势。
And they feel that their enemy needs to ultimately submit to them and be completely crushed.
他们的对手被完全的打败，没有反抗的力量。
During World War II, this was the case with Germany and Hitler. He was so evil that there was no negotiating. It was an unconditional surrender. He had to be completely stopped.
在二战当中德军一方就是无条件投降，因为他们完全没有任何的正义，也没有反攻的力量。
Two types of surrender: either we negotiate the terms, or someone else sets the terms for us.
两种投降，一种我们是可以讨价还价的，另一种是完全没有条件可讲。
What kind of surrender do you think God calls us to do?
你觉得今天神想要你投降的是什么样的？
Do we get to set the terms?
我们有讨价还价的余地吗？
No, he calls us to give unconditional surrender.
没有，因为他呼召我们是对他完全的降服。
Not because he knows we're evil, but because he knows what's best for our lives.
并不是因为他知道我们是邪恶的，而是因为他知道什么对我们最好。
And here's the beautiful thing. When we unconditionally surrender to God, he meets us with unconditional love.
美好的事情就是当我们无条件向神投降的时候，他向我们彰显他无条件的爱。
A love that says, I love you no matter what you do, no matter who you are, no matter how bad your life has been in the past.
这个爱就是说，不论我们以前做了什么事情，不论我们是什么样的人，他都无条件的爱我们。
And then the third aspect of surrender is this idea that we need to give up having things our way.
第三个层面就是我们要完全放弃自己想要掌控一切的这种动机。
How many of you have ever eaten at the fine restaurant chain in America called Burger King?
你们有没有谁在美国一个高大
Anybody ever eat at Burger King?
在高大上的连锁店
All right, you can admit it. Yes, I know, we got some junk food
汉堡王吃过饭
fans here. Burger King, one of the great things of American culture that we have brought forth to the world.
是我们美国给世界带来的一个很好的一个餐馆。
Many years ago, Burger King came up with a slogan to promote how enjoyable their dining experience would be for you.
很多年以前，汉堡王他有一句口号来描述他的服务是多么的好。
And their slogan was this: "Have it your way."
这个口号就是用你的方法来吃。
The thought was this: You come in and buy a hamburger from us, and you can have it just the way you want it.
这个意思就是说，你来买一个汉堡，你想让这个汉堡什么样就什么样。
I believe that many Christians live a Burger King type of Christianity.
我相信很多基督徒都是过着这种汉堡王式的这种信主的生活。
We want to have God on our terms.
我们想用自己的方式来敬拜神。
When we read the Bible, we like the passages that talk about how much Jesus loves us.
我们读圣经的时候最爱读的就是主耶稣爱我们。
But when we get to the more confusing passages, the more challenging passages, the things that perhaps we are wrestling with, how can that still be true today?
但是当我们读到一些比较难理解的片段，我们今天不太好理解的事情的时候，
In our minds we say, God, why don't you change? Why don't you kind of catch up to the future here and do it my way?
我们头脑里面就说，神啊，你也该改变一下了。你就像那个番茄酱一样，给我们蘸一点就好了。
And so the idea of surrender is not about having it my way.
所以，当我们投降的时候，并不是用我们自己的方式。
Worship is not about me or my way or my likes or my tastes.
敬拜不是关于我，不是关于我的方式，不是关于我的喜好。
I am finishing 35 years of ministry, of being a pastor this year.
我今年就要结束我35年的牧会生涯。
Many thrilling, exciting, fulfilling years.
这是许许多多非常让人激动、兴奋、受益的年头。
I deeply love God and I deeply love the church.
我很爱神，我也很爱教会。
One of the saddest things I have seen in 35 years in the church, though.
但是在教会35年中，我看到的最让人伤心的就是
that we bring our own selfish attitudes into church.
我们把自己自私的态度带到了教会。
And we say, I only want to sing these kind of songs.
我们说，我只喜欢这几首歌。
I want these type of instruments.
我想要这些乐器来伴奏。
I like this kind of preaching.
我喜欢这种讲道。
I want that kind of pastor.
我想要那样的牧师。
I want the building to look like this and the children's program to look like that.
我想要教堂应该是这个样子的，儿童事工应该是那个样子的。
And we all may have our own ideas.
我们都有自己的想法。
But we need to remember that worship.In church is not all about us. It's about God first.
但是我们要知道，在教堂敬拜不是关于我们，而是关于神。
And ultimately, surrender reminds us that life is not all about me and does not center all around me. It starts with God.
我们终极的投降，就是因为这一切都是关于神的。
So this afternoon, I want to ask you a question.
所以今天下午我想问大家一个问题。
What do you need to surrender to God today?
你今天想要需要向神投降的是哪一方面呢？
I believe when you are given a bulletin that you have a piece of white paper in your bulletin.
我希望当你们做这个单张的时候里面有一张纸。
Blank.White paper.
一张空白的纸。
Is that true? You have those? Okay. So I would like you to picture this as a white flag.
我想让你们把这个想象成一面白旗。
And I'd like you to take a pencil or a pen, and for the next moment or so, I'd like you to think about what would God call me to surrender to Him. Write that down on this white flag piece of paper, and then I'm going to call us to come and present our offerings to God as an act of surrender here. And I'm actually going to ask our brother, who's the piano player over here, if you could play some music when we are doing that, just some instrumental music. I know I'm putting you on the spot, but you're a very capable piano player. Can you explain that?
请你拿一支笔, 把你需要降服在神里面的事项写在这个白旗这张纸上, 写好了以后, 我们就到前面来放在, 那个可能是那个框子里吧, 就是表明我们要在神面前降服。
Let me give you some examples as you're thinking.
当你们在想的时候, 我给你们举几个例子。
Maybe what you need to surrender today is a person. There's a loss in your life, a relationship. Maybe it's a person.
也许你今天需要投降的是某一个人。 你失去了一个人，或者关于一段你和某人的关系。
Maybe it's a hurt, someone who has hurt you, and you have a hard time forgiving that person.
也许是一种伤害，有人曾经伤害过你，你需要赦免他们。
Maybe it's an attitude. It's how you think and feel about worship or about church or about life.
也许是一种态度，你怎样看待教会、教堂。 还有你的敬拜生活,
Maybe it's your future.
也许是你的未来。
Some of you at different ages are thinking about what's next? What's that next step for me?
你们在不同的人生阶段都在思想我下一步该怎么干。
Maybe you need to surrender your finances to God or your children or your job.
也许你需要向神投降的 是你的财务, 或者你的孩子, 或者你的工作。
In 3 weeks, I'm going to be retiring from ministry and leaving Hope Church.
3周以后, 我就退休了, 要离开这个教会。
We're not exactly sure what God has next for us, and so the future for me is a very unknown and somewhat scary proposition.
我们也不知道神会带我们去什么地方，所以下面未来对我来说还是有一点令人担心的。One
of the things I'm writing on my paper is my future.
所以我在白旗上写的一件事情就是我的未来。So
let God speak to your heart. I'm going to pray for us right now, and then I want to invite us to come and bring Him our white flags and put them in the basket up here on the altar.
所以就请大家在神里面静默想一想。我现在带领大家祷告，之后就可以把你的投降的事项写下来，然后放到那个篮子里。As
I'm praying, our brother John has some extra paper here for those of you that would like.
你要是没有纸的话，向鲁俊要一张纸。
Shoot up your hand. Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Lord God, we thank you today that you are the Almighty King, high and lifted up, which Isaiah saw.
我们的主, 我们的神, 你是以赛亚看见的高天上的威严的神。
Lord, we thank you that you are also the compassionate God of mercy and grace that sent your own Son to surrender his life for us on the cross.
主啊，我们感谢你，你还是那位有恩典、有恩慈怜悯的神。你把你的独生爱子送来为我们赎罪，死在十字架上。And
so God, speak to our hearts today.
所以今天对我们的心讲话。Show
us what we need to surrender to you.
告诉我们，我们需要向你降服的那些方方面面。Give
us that willing spirit that Isaiah had, that Mary had.
给我们那个感动以赛亚的灵，给我们那个感动玛利亚的灵。As
we today say, God, here I am, send me.
当我们今天坐在这里面说，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
or I am the servant of the Lord, be it unto me as you will.
或者我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
And God, we know as we surrender these things to you today,
主啊，当我们向你降服这些事情的时候，
that they are much safer in your hands than they are in ours.
他们在你手中比在我们手中更要妥当。
And so we trust you with all things.
所以我们以感恩来到你的面前，信任。
And we surrender to you this day.
我们今天向你降服。
In Jesus' name, amen.
耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
As you fill out your flag and feel led by God, come and place those in the altar basket.